So today we will begin Daf Yotchet, but before we do, let us take a look inside the Parashah of Nezirut so we can see the psukim that we're going to be analyzing carefully today in Bamidbar, Perek Vav. And let's take a look starting from Pasuk Tet. V'chiyamut meit alav v'peta pitam. So here we're talking about our sugya. We have a nazir who's calmly keeping his nazirut, and suddenly, without it being his fault, someone drops dead in the room. And now we have a mate, the peta piton, the timei rosh nizro, and he becomes tamei, the gilach rosho, the yom taharato. Now it's obviously going to take him 7 days, after being exposed to matmeit, to become tahor. So when he finishes becoming tahor, which requires the hazayat hakpemechatat b'shlishi or b'shvi'i, necessary tefillot. Then he does his giluach on the day of his tahora, b'yom hashvi'i yegalchen. U'v'yom hashmini, the next day, on the eighth day, he brings these korbanot, v'yishtei torim, u'shnei v'neyuna. And notice it doesn't say anything about the korban osham. It only mentions that later. It says here, bring the two Torim, or two B'nai Yonah, which is always Echad L'Chatat, Echad L'Alaz, we'll see, El HaKohen, El Petach HaMoed, V'yasa HaKohen, Echad L'Chatat, V'Echad L'Alaz, V'Chiper Alav Me'asher Chetal L'Nefesh. And then he will have a kapara for his son, he'll become Tamei, V'Kidash Et Rosho B'Yom Ahu. Now that V'Kidash Et Rosho sounds like, and then at that point he will be able to restart his Nezirut, right? But then the next Pasuk says, V'hizir la'ashem et yemei nizro, let him do his nezirut. V'hevi keves ben shenato la'asham. Now that is not talking about the karbanot that he brings at the end of his nezirut, though it sounds like it, because look at what it says, v'yamim rishonim yiplu ki tamei nizro. The original days will be canceled because he was tamei. And then it starts saying, v'zot torat ha'nazir v'yom alot yemei nizro, which is a whole different set of karbanot. Right? So, something is awfully strange over here. Seems to be saying, Giluach is on Yom HaShvi'i after Tahira. Bringing the Shtei Torim u'Shnei V'nei Yonah is on the eighth day, and then he begins counting his new Nezirut. And then he brings the Keves Ben Shnato after starting, resuming his Nezirut. And he should only bring the Keves Ben Shnato after he resumes his Nezirut. Something like that, because otherwise, why does it say v'kidash et retrosho b'yomu v'hizir la'ashem et yemei nizro? That's saying the same thing. V'kidash, I mean, with this repetition. And he should be b'kadash, that means to start. Then it says v'hizir la'ashem et yemei nizro, that is start. So, a lot of problems here. What exactly is the verse is talking about? Now, remember that our question began with a different case, which was the case in the Mishnah. Not v'chi yomut alav meit b'peta pidon. The Pasuk is clearly talking about a case where a guy wasn't nazir, and suddenly is exposed to a mate. The case that we had in the Mishnah was where a guy wasn't a Nazir, he was in the Beit HaKvarot, as the Mishnah says, and then he decides that he's going to be a Nazir in the Beit HaKvarot. So we've said all along, we never got to the place where the Gemara learned it from Sukkah, but we said all along, we're going to see, that the Torah said such a person does not bring Karbanot Nazir. So that was a given to us, although we didn't look into the Sukkah. Our only question yesterday that we raised, and this is the issue that we're coming to discuss now, the only question is, what about Giluach? When the Torah says he does not have to bring a carbon, does that mean he doesn't bring a carbon or any of the associated elements of the carbon, which is the Giluach on the following of the Tahara? And the Giluach is meant to be part of the carbonot? Or Giluach is a separate issue, which the Torah never addressed about the difference in a Nazir Tamei at the Beit HaKvarot or a Nazir Tamei who was once a Nazir became Tamei. And no matter what, even if he's not bringing Korbanot, he still needs to have a clean head and a new beginning, so to speak, before keeping a Nazirut of Tahara. That was a question we raised yesterday. We were unable to get a clear grasp about that. So today the Gemara now is going to want to look into this a little bit more carefully, and we'll look in the Psukim and maybe get an understanding. Tashma. So now on Daf Yotchet Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings Raya now from the Braita that analyzes the Psukim that we just read. It says, V'tamei Rosh Nizro. Now obviously, that's that opening Pasuk, V'chiyamut meit alav v'peta piton v'timei Rosh Nizro. Now it certainly does not have to say v'timei rosh nizro in this pasuk. It could just say v'chiyamut meipalav v'peta piton v'gilach rosho. I mean, obviously, what's the point? His head became tamei. I mean, that's not, when it says v'timei rosh nizro, it's coming to say, and there was a nazir here who had a nazir head. He had already started growing his nazirut, and then kiyamut meipalav. The only purpose of saying that is to tell me it's that case and only that case that all of this prescribed Seder HaTahara is necessary. So since it says v'timei rosh nizro, b'tahor shenitma katuv medaber, shehu ta'un ha'avarat seyar v'havaat tziporim. It's therefore stressing the rosh nizro to tell me only where there was initially a rosh nizro, that was tahor, who then became tamei, only that man requires, look here it says b'feresh, only that man requires shaving off his hair, ha'avarat seyar, and bringing his tziporim. Now, it doesn't say his korbanot, because the usher, meanwhile, is left out, right? Because we notice that seems to follow in the pasuk after he already begins recounting. But it comes to liftor et hanazir bekever. Mashenki, the case in the Mishnah, where the guy is in the Beit HaKvarot and tries to make himself a nazir, that individual, eino to'un havarat seyar behavaat tziporim. He does not require it. Now, why do we need a pasuk to tell me this? Because if it hadn't been for the pasuk, I would have said, v'halod varim kal v'chomer, umar tahor shenitma to'un ha'avarat seyar ve'ha'avat tziporin, mi shaya tamei mitfila inodim shiye to'un ha'avarat seyar ve'ha'avat tziporin. My natural tendency would have been to believe that the problem that is mechayev him, the taking off his hair and bringing this karban of the ola and the chatas of the birds, is the fact that he was tamei, not that he had violated the nazirut with his tumah. So, I mean, if he started off being tamei to any and all purposes, irregardless of nizirut, he was sitting in a Beit HaKvarot before he even started his nizirut. I was like, well, kav v'chomer. I mean, the guy didn't even start becoming tahor, which is the way you ought to begin your nizirut. So he for sure should require a process before he's able to begin. Therefore, Talmud Lamar, that's why the Torah throws in these extra words, which are completely unnecessary, v'timei rosh nizro, to stress, dafke b'misha yatahor v'nitma katub b'ndomer. Only somebody who started off not in the Beit HaKvarot, who started off tahor, there the Torah is saying, shehu ta'un ha'avarat seyar v'avat tziporim, because the issue is not how tameh you are, the issue is how in violation of an existing nazirut you are. Simply the different way of looking at it. And if it hadn't been for the pasuk that stresses that with these words, I never would have figured it out on my own. V'liftor et hanazir bekever. Okay, now that clearly ends the discussion, right? Shmami. Here the Braita just answered your question. The Braita says, Havarat Se'ar goes hand in hand with Havat Korbanot. If there's no chiyav of Korbanot, there's no chiyav of Havarat Se'ar. Now there's your question. Giluach, is it separate? Is it part of the Korbanot? Braita takes for granted there's no Korbanot. The Torah is telling you the same thing. It's not what is done on the seventh day and it's not what's done on the eighth day. The whole thing's over. Now, taking this into consideration, we'd like to begin examining as we're going to see, there's actually four different shitot about when the new Nazirut begins. So, from this pasuk, if we look at it naively, we don't analyze all those other strange words about the keves, and we don't analyze the fact that it says bayomahu, which is unnecessary, then we would have thought, once again, please look into your sefer. It says in pasuk yud, what day are we talking about? When should he be Mekadesh et Rosho? Tell me. The eighth day, that's what it said. Then continues the pasuk, Bayomahu. Now what the heck? Well, obviously Bayomahu. I mean, you started off Bayom HaShmini. What do I think it means? Why would I think it means some other day? How does this heat? Why is it heating? Isn't that a cooling? Or is that it? I thought you were the expert here. That was cooling. It's not listening to orders. I thought these things were in service of mankind. Look at this. An out-and-out rebellion. Robots. Frankenstein's monster has finally decided. I wouldn't trust that coffee maker either. You'll put water in, you have no idea what it's going to do.
That's right.
All right, we'll try. What happened to our new kettle? You understand, once you start something, you're stuck with it. You know? Nobody ever would have dreamt of asking you for new kettle one. You stick your foot in your mouth, now they can command you. That's always the problem with volunteerism. First it's volunteerism, and in the end they got you. Don't begin.
That's a pretty kettle he's got.
Very good. Well, yeah, excellent. Just leave out the herring, whatever you do.
Until the end of
apes. That's right. So, the Bayomahu now already strikes us as being another strange issue. What's the Bayomahu? So now it says the Gemara, okay. Man Tana Hadatana Rabbanan, to explain to me who the author is of the following, here we go again, for the fourth time. Ein bein tamesh nazar, lanazir tahor shenitma, ela shetamesh nazar shvi shelo lelo min minyan. I assume everybody knows this braita by heart by now, right? We've been over it so many times. The only difference between somebody who starts off tamei and makes himself a nazir, and a nazir starts off tahor and then gets tamei, is that the tamei nazar begins counting on shvi shalom. That seventh day counts to the minion of the next nazirut. Whereas a nazir tahor shenitmara, since the pasuk says he's supposed to be counting on the eighth day, right? It says ubayom hashmini v'kidash rosh nizro. So he would have to be, Ein Shvi Shalo Lalo Min HaMinyan, he would have to be restarting his Nizirut on the eighth day, not on the seventh day. That seems to follow from the Pasuk. It's strange that the Gemara is asking who is the Tana, but we're going to see that there's a big machlokas about this issue. And indeed, Omer of Chista, the Shita that said that Braita that we had chanted so many times that it's become an article of faith, is actually a big machlokas. And that is Rebbe's Shita as opposed to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. The Omar Rebbe Ein Nezirut Torah Chala Alav Ad Shmini. The new Nezirut will take place only on the eighth day, which again, as naive readers, we would have said that that's rather obvious from the pasuk. But said Reb Chista, they can't possibly be Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because the Yitay Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he says Omar Nezirut Tahara Mishviyu Dechayla. We will soon see, and this, we're going to quote the Machlokas, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that actually, despite the fact that the Torah said "V'yom Hashmini Yavi Shnei Torin or Shnei Bnei Yonah," it really began on Yom HaShvi'i, the new Kidashet Nizra. What are we referring to here with this machlokas? My Rebbe, my Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yonah. The Torah. The Torah says "V'kidash et Rosho V'yom Ahu." Well, it means just what it's saying, says Rebbe. "V'yom Haba'at Karbanotav," on the eighth day when he's bringing his karbanot. So says Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it means B'yom Tiglach Tov. It means on the seventh day, despite the fact that that seems to violate the order of the Pesukim. V'had Itznan. Now here we get into an interesting idea. We have a Mishnah, which is not really part of the dinim of the Zirut, as much as it's part of the dinim of Korbanot. And therefore it's a Mishnah, the Sechet Kritut, where the Mishnah is talking about various things where you can do something wrong many times, but only bring one carbon free all of the times together. And one of the examples over there is that there's a nazir who might be mitzameh many different times, to lotar bay. Nonetheless, he only has to bring one carbon. Now, we have to analyze for a moment what the Mishnah might mean. We know that it cannot mean that he already started counting his Nizirut. Because if he already started counting, we know that it can't mean that he already brought his Karbanas and started his Nizirut. Because if he already brought the Karban, how the heck could he use a Karban that had already been brought to potter a new Tumah? So that's clearly impossible. It's got to be referring to a case where the man started again his Nizirut, but had not as yet brought his Karbanot, and therefore, his karbanot will now be able to be brought at the end for all of the tumas that he had. Now, it can't be talking about either a case where he had become tameh before he ever became tahor. Let's say, on the sixth day, he went ahead and became exposed to a mate again, and now he's got to wait another 7 days with a new hazayah of the mechatat and so on. Because that wouldn't be called separate tumot. I mean, here it says tumot harbeh. Tumot harbeh means he was already tahor, but he now was once again tameh. So it can't be talking about the sixth day. It can't be talking about after the korbanot. So what can it be talking about? It's got to be talking about a time in between somewhere where he has already a nazir enough to be required to bring a karban, so he had to restart his previous nazirut, his new nazirut, become tummy again, but not as yet have been bringing his karbanot, but worse, he couldn't possibly have already been chayef to bring his karbanot. Because once he was already chayef to bring his karbanot, then that chiyuv was kavua for the first tuma. When he goes down and becomes tummy again, that's b'chayev the mother karbanot. I mean, so we're left in sort of a pickle. If he was chayev in the karbanot, we can't count it towards a different chiyuv. But if he weren't chayev in the karbanot, then would he be still considered to be in a separate tuma, which is now b'chayev him, a new karbanot? What's the case? So ask the Gemara, who is it going according to? A nazir shenitmat tumot harbe, eno b'hiyel a korban echad. Mantana, who's the author of that Mishnah? Says Rav Chisda, that Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Shita. That Mishnah can only be Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Naftali, all of that noise is your fault for buying that coffee maker. Well, thank you for shutting it down. So it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Nezirut Tara begins already on the seventh day, Mishvi'i Chayla, and the case would be, what happened was, the guy was keeping the Nezirut. Okay, became Tamei, now he went ahead and became Tahar. It's the seventh day, and therefore he can't bring his Korbanot yet, and he's not Chayiv on the new Korbanot, because it isn't time to bring the Korbanot, okay? He now goes ahead and becomes Tamei again, on the seventh day. So why would he be Yotze with one set of Korbanot at the end of that tomb? And this happens again and again, it's like Shalosh, right? Fine, so that happened again. So on the seventh day, the next time, he also went ahead and got tummy again, but again before he was chayav to bring korbanot. So at the end, when he brings the korban, he's going to bring one set of korbanos for all of these tumot, which cannot be called one long tuma, because he already become torah, he started his nazirut in between, so everything is great. The words now of the Mishnah make perfectly good sense. But, of course, it only works out according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was the one who says, we restart on the seventh day, but you're not chayav in your korbanot until the eighth day. So kivan de lo yatsa sha'aharu yale di korban. Since you have not yet reached the stage in which it's possible to bring a korban, so therefore we can't say that chiyav of the korban was already chal on the first tumah, because that never happened. So each time before the chiyav of the korban comes, you're already chayav because you're tummy again, so now you can't bring that korban. So therefore, the end of the whole process, the fourth day, the third time now, you became tummy, tar, you can now go ahead and finally bring your carbon. But that carbon is good for the whole thing. Because, I mean, it obviously can't work according to Rebbe. The detail of Rebbe, well, let me ask you, what's the case? If he became Tomei on Shvi'i, because of Nitababi Shvi'i again, according to Rebbe, since you didn't restart your Nezirut until Shmini, so then obviously it's all long, one long Tumah. I mean, here it says in the Mishnah you can get separate Tumahot and be, nonetheless, Yotze your Chi of carbon with one set of carbonos. But according to Rebbe, it's not separate Tumahot because you never restarted. So that wouldn't make sense.
Right, Kohen is, even though he is Tommy, one must restart him, still the Easter become Tommy another time.
It's a usher for the Nazir to become Tommy even before he started this Tyre another mace. It's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the Tumah that's Machayev Yukar. So now if his husband it would be Shvi, so therefore what are you going to say, and that's the case, there's no problem because he didn't reach Shvi, it doesn't make any sense the case because Kuru Tumah Rifti. It's all going to be one long Tumah. You can't say that that's the meaning of the Braisa, that sometimes the Nazir can have separate Tumahs and be Yotze with one carbon. Of course he Yotze with one carbon. You never restarted in his ears, for heaven's sake. Ella, what is going to be talking about? Even Nikma Bishmini? If the case is that the guy became Tar, which according to Rebbe works, becomes Tar Yom HaShmini, and therefore we're going to now wait till another, he becomes Tamek, we got to wait again until the next Shmini, because of Nikma Bishmini, and then we're going to say at the end, the third time, when he becomes Tar, on the next, the third, eighth day, then he's going to bring Korbanos. That's ridiculous. He was already Chayiv in the Korban Yom HaShmini, Alibi to Rebbe, and therefore out of the Korban, that was already chiyuv on something else, suddenly now get to be the carbon for another thing that happens after the chiyuv of that carbon. That's impossible. So Mamela can't be talking about any case, according to Rebbe. Not Shvi, because then it's all one tumah. Not Shmini, because then it's got to be separate carbonus. Therefore, I say, sir, because the only possibility is that it's going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Getting now to the source of the problem, what is the issue in the circuit between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, my time of the Rebbe? Rebbe says, I understand, what do you mean my time of the Rebbe? You don't know guys know how to read or not. The Pasuk says, Beferish, Kipera Lav Yashar Katala Nefesh, followed by the Kidash at Roshon. Now, what do you want? That the Chiper Elam Yasher Chatal HaNefesh is what day? Is it said by Yom HaShemini, by Yav Yom HaShemini, Yavish, Teitorim, etc., etc.? Bring it to the Karban and to the Kohen, and the Kohen will be Bechaper Elam Yasher Chatal HaNefesh. Only then the Kiddush at Rosh Hashanah. You know how to read or not? So what's the Pesuk is saying Beferish? You have to already get to the eighth day. Rabbi Yehuda says, really not. So then, why does it say by Yom Ahu? If what you're saying is right, the Pesuk could have ended with the words V'kidesh et Rosh Hashanah. Period. What's this by Yom Ahu? Why are you saying on that day? Obviously, it's on that day. Well, I'll tell you what it means. It obviously is not telling you on the eighth day. You may know in the Shemini. It's saying in the Shemini. So it's always got to be saying, look, even though this would be the norm that you'd be bringing korbanos on the eighth day, but the kiddush at Nizro certainly was before. And if you brought your korbanos later, whenever, I mean, but the kiddush at Nizro began by Yom Ahu, back on the day that you did your tigalachat, which was on the Yom HaShemini. Hey, that's a good point, actually. Rebbe, what are you making fun of everybody? Being oxid by Yom Ahu? Well, Rebbe, of course it has to say by Yom Ahu. Because if it would have said by Yom Ahu, what is the pasuk telling you? That the restarting of the Nizirut is dependent on bringing your carbon out, but not dependent in the time for the carbon out, which is not true. The fact is that you would restart your Nizirut whether you brought your carbon out or not. So therefore, it's has to say by Yom Ahu, on the day in which you could have brought your carbon out, that's already enough for Kiddush at Nizro. Ah, you were no good, that you didn't bring your carbon out, you waited and so on. That's great, but you're still a Nazir. So the Nazir began right away. So of course, it has to say by Yom Ahu. So Rebbe, let's see that inside. Rebbe Namei Yaktiv by Yom Ahu, does it not say on that day? I mean, Rebbe, of course, it says on that day. To tell me it's a function of the day, and not a function of that he should be a Viet Korban Otav. I mean, otherwise, obviously, I wouldn't have known that. I would have argued the Otav. That's coming for the following purpose. Lomar Lecha, Af Alpi Shelo Hevi Korban Otav. So now you understand how to read the Pesuk? Very good. Now we're going to analyze later on, because these are only two out of four Shitot that we've seen so far. And we're going to analyze later on how each of the Shitot understands the meaning according to the other. But first we want to understand, Rav Chisda makes pretend that there's no way to make it work out according to Rebbe. Because he says, if it's the seventh day, it's all one long tune. If it's the eighth day, it's too late because you're already chayav the korbanos. Now one second, I got a brilliant idea for you, okay? Rebbe says, by Yom Ahu. Rebbe assuredly was Jewish. When does by Yom Ahu begin according to the Jews? In the evening. When can you bring your korbanos? In the daytime. So what does Chisda have to say? It can't work out according to Rebbe. It's talking about by Yom Ahu, the evening of the eighth day. And you're gonna, so it's no longer Yom Arichta because you restart in Aziris at the nighttime. Okay. Can you say, but you're already chayav the carbon? Excuse me? Whoever is actually bring carbon in the nighttime. It's impossible. I can't bring carbon in the nighttime. So I wasn't yet chayav to bring my carbonates. There you go. We have a case according to Rebbe. Works out perfectly well, but he has to say it only works out according to Rebbe's Rebbe. Ask the Gemara, according to Rav Chisda, my duchte, what exactly was the pressure? What was it? Because it got political pressure or something? What was the pressure? Look, make Rebbe's Rebbe. There's nothing that suggests it has to be Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. Lukma, all he has to do is say that the case is, the nitma, this word, the chazia, is a automatic girsa that comes with these cases, because usually it's referred to as zav. When we talk about the lel, shmini, it's always a reference to a zav, or a zav, it is royav, so it says the royav, obviously it's ridiculous, there's no chazia over here. The word, the correct word is the nitma. So take out that word, the chazia, because we're not talking about re'ias, we're talking about being disposed to a mate. So over here, he was nitma, this nazir was nitma, on the evening of the eighth day, after he already began, according to Rebbe also, after he already begins recounting, and it's going perfectly well, according to Rebbe also, for Rebbe. Now, I know the answer, but I want to prove, I want to use the only possible answer, the way I see it, is to prove Rav Chisda Shita. And that is this. There's two ways of looking at the nighttime. We could say that nighttime, because of the fact that you can't bring korbanot, means you have not yet reached the chiyav of your korban. Because it's like mechutzer zman. Or we could say, now wait, one second. The chiyav is already here. What are you going to say? If there's no kohen, the doors to the Beis HaMikdash is locked. You're going to tell me that that's the same as not having a chiyav of the korban? So that's the question. How do we look at the evening of the day when something is ra'oi? Is that really mechutzer zman and it's like I can't, or it's just a logistical issue? The Torah says don't bring korbanos at night. But as far as this being the day of the Yom HaShemini Yavi, it's still the Yom HaShemini. It started at the nighttime. Since Rav Chisda doesn't say that, Since Rav Chisda doesn't say that, I think that we have a right to conclude that Rav Chisda clearly holds Laila is not called Mechuser Zman. It's just a logistical issue. And therefore he was stuck. Because he holds that, so he couldn't say it's going according to Rebbe. So he had to say it's going according to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. But the truth is, be not fooled. If you don't agree with that, about Laila Lav Mechuser Zman, the Mishnah can work out perfectly well according to Rebbe also. It's all very nice, but people make assumptions, and then they teach you, with their assumptions, what the Mishnah must mean. But if you hold that Laila is Mechuser Zman, so then we could have worked it out, right? Amar Vadavar Rava, no. Wrong. You're making a big mistake. The two issues are completely interrelated. The restarting of the Nezirut by Yomahu, which you think means entirely a function of the calendar day. That's a mistake. It's not a function of the calendar day. Because look, we can't ignore the fact that the Torah does say Vayavo Yom HaShmini Yavi, etc. It says bring the Korbanot. So if it says by Yomahu, it's not saying, forget about what I just said. It's the calendar. No. It means whatever the day is vis-a-vis the Efsharut of bringing the Korban, that's the day of Kiddushat Nizro. Now, I don't care what you hold. If you hold Laila's Lav Mechuser Zman, so fine, so then the Nizirut starts at night. But if you hold Laila is Mechuser Zman, the Nizirut doesn't start till the next day anyway, because the Bayom is not a calendar day, it's a day of Korbanot. Therefore, you cannot conclude anything about this issue, because no matter what Rav Chisda would hold, or no matter what Rebbe would hold, there's no way for it to work. Because whatever you would hold, that would be the definition of when the Kiddushat Rosho. So when the Kiddushat, the new Nezirut, is a function not of the day, but of the day that you could have brought the Korbanot at that time. That's what it's a function of. So it's true, even though you didn't bring the Korbanot, but it needs to be a time that you could have brought the Korbanot. So therefore, Iyam et Laila is Mechuser Zman. Okay, so then when is the day of bringing the Korbanot? Eimat Mitzvah the Korban. Letzafra, okay? If it's only the morning, then the Nizirut only begins in the morning. The Nizirut Nami Lo Chayla Hatzafra. If you're going to tell me, V'yam et Laila Eino Mechuser Zman, so then the Nizirut Tara started in the night before. But one way or the other, it's not going to help you for that Mishnah, because that Mishnah has a requirement in which the Nizirut starts before it's a time of Karba. And that does not exist, I'll leave it a Rebbe, there simply is no such time. Well, that's what I forgot to bring. Thank you very much. I mamish went out yesterday and forgot them. Come on, wasn't that fun? Really is great. It's just so beautiful to watch the psukim with the all the possibilities there, right? It's wonderful. Gufa. What is gufa? Gufa means let's look at what it is that we just brought, right? Mishnah, right? Problem is that's not what it means here. Because there is no bride, there is no Mishnah. That was already mentioned. So Tosfos gosh, take out that gufa. There's no gufa. The Rush says, what's the big deal? Everybody knows Nazir is weird. Basically, it's only weirdos again than Naziris anyway. So the Lushan of Nazir is completely off the wall. We've already seen that. It's not a normal Masechta. So when he uses the word gufa, it doesn't mean gufa the way all the other gufas mean in Shas. It just means let's get back to the issue, but not let's get back to the Mishnah or get back to the bride. So we could be Goris Gufa according to the Rush, who holds that the Lashon is Gufi anyway. Gufa. Nitma Bishvi. The Chazar Nitma Bishvi. Somebody now who becomes Tomei on the seventh becomes Tomei again on the seventh. Eino Mevi Ela Korban Achad. He's only going to bring a single Korban for both of those. Nitma Bishamini. Because of Nitma Bishamini, then he would be Mevi Korban Alkol Echad Beachad. And he would be matchil omoneh miyad. He would start his count right away. Our gear says divrei Rabbi Eliezer, and obviously this also works out divrei Rabbi. And the grunt he changes it divrei Rabbi, because even though it says he did it on the eighth day, that's because according to Rabbi, the only reason you're chayav separate karbonas is because it was the eighth day. You were already chayav in your karbon, right? So that's true. However, our gear is saying a very interesting thing. That it started yesterday, not on Shmini like Rebbe, it started on Shvi. Why then does it say Shmini? Because Rebbe Eliezer Shita is, you need a minimum of 2 days in order to be chayav a new carbon. That's the point, remember? So Rebbe Eliezer says, no, lobo to ayom. Why lobo to ayom? V'hayamim arishonim yiplu. Hayamim, the days, minimum, 2 days. So therefore, even though you start on Shvi, if you haven't also kept Shmini, you're anyway not going to be chayav on the whole Seder of bringing Karbonis for becoming Torah because you didn't restart for 2 days. So we have now a new twist. It's Rebbe Shita, but it's really not Rebbe Shita because the way, if it says Rebbe Eliezer, then actually the count began the day before, which according to Rebbe would only begin on Yom HaShmini. This is a whole new idea. So we could count this as a third Shita. I mean, it isn't really, because it's basically saying the same thing, that the count starts on Shmini. It's just inserting another halakha, like the Karbonis, that you don't bring the Karbonis unless it's Shmini. So we really shouldn't count this as a third Shita. It's just Rebbe Eliezer Shita as it applies to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Okay. The Chachamim Omrim. Chachamim say you can continue to bring, now here is a third Shita. You continue to be chayav only in bringing one Karbon, even if it's the eighth day. You would be chayav only one korban al hakol. You know what it is that makes a difference? The only thing that makes a difference is achi avichatato. Only if you brought your korban chatas, one of those birds, the shnei torim or shnei v'nei yonah, was echad l'chatat. So if you brought the echad l'chatat, and then you became tamei, yes indeed, avichatato v'nitma, and then you had to go and become tor, and again avichatato v'nitma, and so on, then and only then would you be maybe korban al kol echad v'echad. And that means that your nun nezirut actually only begins the way it says in the pasuk. The way it says in the pasuk is ve'vi et v'chiper v'kidash. So not forget about the yom ha'u. Now I don't know what they do with the yom ha'u, but they clearly can't use bayom to tell me it's a function of the day. They're certainly not telling it's a dinner the day before. I mean, they're saying, look, the Torah says, v'chiper means exactly what it says. If the Kohen hadn't been v'hevi, there was no v'kidash. So this is now a new Shita. So again, Rebbe Shita is the eighth day, even without Korbanot. The time in the day when you could bring Korbanot. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Shita is, the Zirut starts again after Giluach on the seventh day. The Rabbanan Shita is, it will only restart if you brought your Korban Chatas. That's Rebbe the Chacham. Rebbe Yeshua Menashe Rebbe Yochanan Ben Broka, a fourth Shita, holds. Where do you get the idea that it's the Korban Chatas? It's not only the Korban Chatas. Kishem Shechatato Ikavato. In the same way that the Korban Chatat is Ma'akev, King Ashamu Ma'akavo, the Korban Asham will also be Ma'akev. Now that is strange because in the Lashon of the Pasuk we found V'kidash the new Nezirut, before it even spoke about bringing the Asham. So this is really weird. But this is a foresheet. Okay. Now, of course, we'd like to know where they get all this from. So, okay. Bishleim el Rebbe Eliezer. So he's obviously V'kidash et Rosho Bayom Ahu. Afa Pisho Evi Korbanotav. He's saying it's a function of the day, nothing to do with Korbanos. That's fine. That's how Rebbe understood it also. And in fact, according to the Gro, the Girsa over here is Rebbe. Rabbanan. What do they do with Bayom Ahu? Why do they say you have to bring Korbanot if, at, I mean, if they hold Bayom Ahu means the seventh day, okay, but they hold that it, no, not only does it mean the seventh day, it doesn't even mean the eighth day. So then why is it a function of a day at all? They're saying it's a function of actual Hakrovas Korbanot, so the Torah should never have said anything about a day because a day is a non-issue over here. Ah, the Rabbanan say, I'll tell you, what it's coming to tell me is that the Bayom Ahu is needed to tell me, if it wouldn't be for the Bayom Ahu, I would have said, read the whole thing is interrelated. You gotta bring your carbon chatas, and you gotta bring your carbon asham, and only then can you restart. Oh, there was the Bayom Ahu, not Bayom Ahu, it can't mean without anything. Look where it says it. It says it before the asham. There you go. So the Bayom Ahu is telling me, but at this point, if you already brought your carbon chatas, I'm going to ask later on, well, what about the carbon olam? It said, that we'll see in a moment. But at this point, it's saying, Bayom Ahu, today you did what you got to do. I didn't really do what I have to do. I still have to bring a cap. Doesn't matter. Bayom Ahu, now v'kidash et Nizro. Great, brilliant explanation of a puzzle. A completely new approach in which Bayom Ahu still means what it means. It's still telling me that the day introduces another now element in the determination, the criteria for what allows it to restart in the Zirut. But you can't say it means across the board, because actually, the Torah speaks about bringing Karbanos. Therefore, say the Rabbanu, brilliant idea. Weren't you troubled all along by the fact that we split up the bringing of the Chatas and the Oila on one hand and the bringing of the... Ha, ha, ha! Exactly! That's why we split it up. To tell me now, by Yom HaMoed, at this point you already did enough, now you ought to bring your Asham. But when you get around to doing that, it could be in another 10 minutes, maybe tomorrow, but when you bring your Asham, you'll bring your Asham. But meanwhile, you're going to zero to start it by Yom HaMoed, but of course you have to bring your Korbanos. That's just really beautiful. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel says... Rabbi Shmuel seems to be really, I mean, he doesn't do anything with Yom HaMoed. He's saying, look, the Torah says, you got to bring your korban, vehevi, the kippur, and then it says, vehevi et hashamo, you need everything, so then it's entirely a function of animals. So why are you talking about Yom HaMoed at all? Nothing to do with Yom HaMoed. Says Rabbi Shmuel, oh, that's not true. First the question, El Rabbi Shmuel, Ahul Amali, what's Yom HaMoed? Says Rabbi Shmuel, now you guys are forgetting, there's another korban here, that's the korban oila. If you read the pasuk b'pashtus, the pasuk is saying, there's three things, you gotta bring the three things, and then you can go ahead and start your zero. Comes along the third to say, no, by Yom HaMoed, there's another element which is a function of the day, despite the fact you did not do all of the above. Which one do I exclude? That seems arbitrary, but we'll see that it's not. Which one does it exclude? It's what's the ola, but the keves does have to be brought for the asha. The Rabbanan say, now that's ridiculous. Obviously, tell me one place in the Torah where an Ola is the source of the Mechiper. I'd like to see such a thing. Wherever an Ola is brought, it's brought basically as a gift. It's Ritsui. It's not Kapara. So if the Torah is telling me Mechiper ala Me'ashetime ala Nefesh, it's not referring to the Ola anyway. I don't need a Potsuk to tell me to forget about the Ola, said the Rabbanan. So obviously, the only thing that we got to worry about is the relationship of the Mechiper. Kippur, it's true, there's an Asham, there's a Tatas that's Mechaper, there's an Asham that's Mechaper. But since it says Bayom HaMoed, it separates between the need for the Avahat Asham, which is not necessary, because at the point that says Bayom HaMoed, all it was referring to that was important in terms of Kapora was the Achad HaKatat. And therefore, the Pasuk is coming to tell me, you're in the clear to start your Nezirut once you did your Giluach Bayom HaShvi'i, came to Yom HaShmini, brought your Karbon Chatas, Bayom HaMoed begin at this point. That's what it means. So Ola lo boy miut. I don't need by Yom HaMoed to tell me you don't have to bring an Ola. Of course you don't have to bring an Ola. Ola is always a Doron Ba'almahu. Now, Maita Amayu de Rabbanan. So what is it that forces now the Rabbanan to into this position? Because I mean the Asham, generally speaking, as we're going to see later, I mean Rabbi Shmuel is going to prove, the Asham in every single other case where there is an Asham, it's the Asham uniquely that is the whole thing. So if it's coming to in terms of Tahara, if the Mitzvah doesn't bring his Asham, you can forget about it. He can't eat Kachim. He's still Tomer. If it's coming in terms of Kapara, whether it's Asham Tolay, Asham Me'ilay, Asham Gezel, no Asham, no laundry. The only thing that cleans him is the Asham. But over here, the Rabbanan is still insisting that, nonetheless, it's the Asham that doesn't count. Okay. Where do they see it's the Asham that doesn't count? Say the Rabbanan, now you guys have been analyzing the Mechiper, okay? How about the fact that the Pasuk begins again with saying something that makes no sense? It says, V'yizir, we asked this when we looked inside. After it said, V'kidash et Yizro, then all of a sudden, the next Pasuk goes, V'yizir la'ashem et yemein Yizro, ve'vi kevesh ben shenator la'asham. Now what is that all about? V'yizir la'ashem et yemein Yizro. You already said that. You already said Vikidash and Rosho. So what's the point of repeating it in the beginning of the next pasuk? One word later. Vikidash Rosho by Yom HaMoed. And then repeat again. Vizir Lashem at Yemeni Zro, which is what you just said. Mata Mudoma. I'll tell you why. Because you would have concluded. Wherever you look at a parsha that required you to bring an asham, it was always the asham that was the central idea. And without the asham, it would be ma'akev, the whole story, whatever the story was, whether it was a story of kapara or a story of tahara. So it's always ma'akev. Therefore, if the Torah hadn't gone out of its way to isolate the asham, I would have said, yochal avzeh ma'akevo. Therefore, we need now to bring out ve'zir la'ashem ve'evi, which means that you were mezir la'ashem despite the fact that you had not yet been mevi. Is that saying that clearly? Mezir la'ashem, you're already an azir, baby. So therefore, I now know that if I have any meaning to Bayom HaMoed, it's not reasonable for me to say that it's the Yoyalam. But on the other hand, is it reasonable to say it's the Asham? The Asham is always important. Says the Torah, no, in this case it's not important. Therefore you can understand the Yom HaHud to be a function of the day in which you could have bought an Asher but didn't bring an Asher. And that's what the Hezir L'Asher, the Hezir Yemein Yisro rather is. Hey, that's a good point, huh? Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that you must bring the Asher, what does he do with that? Rabbi Yishmael ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokers says, I understand. What that means is, Ve'ezir ve'hevi, e'matai hezir, bezman shehevi, that you only can be a Nazir if you were Levi. It's not saying in that order, be a Nazir and then ve'hevi. And that's the point. So now the Bayomahu, Behechrich, is coming to tell me that since if I read the Pesukim, I would have thought that you have to bring Yechad Olav, Yechad Chatan. And since it's a pair, you can't really complete your kapara without the pair. You can't just bring one of the birds in a two-bird pair. That doesn't make any sense. Where do we say that an oilah is unnecessary? It's unnecessary when it's coming on its own. But if I'm bringing an oilah together with a chatas, then the oilah becomes part of the kapara of the chatas. Therefore, comes along the post to tell me, Bayomo, in this case, that's not true. And by the way, there's a brilliant analysis by the Orsamea, who explains, he points out, in the Pirushan the Chumash, why does the Torah do this weird thing that in a case where you bring a carbon ba'aniyut, so you're supposed to bring an animal. If you can't afford the animal, bring two birds. One for a chatas and one for an oil. Where's the two birds? Why two birds? You want to say that he's bringing a chatas, so now turn the chatas into a bird chatas. Why is there a bird that's also an oil? So he says, because the point is, in every chatas behema, there's two different things. There's the dam and the varm that go on the mizbeah, and then there's the part that's eaten. But in the chatas ha'of, you don't have that. The olas ha'of becomes the equivalent of the basar of the chatas behema. So therefore, you need an oila and a chatas of bird to equal one behema. But what that means is that I certainly would have thought that where you've got a paired chatas and an oila, indeed you have to bring the oila together with the chatas. That's what Rabbi Yishmael is saying. If a woman said by Yom HaHu, I would have said, wait a minute, don't talk to me about other cases where you're bringing an oil as a doron. In this case, you're bringing a katas and oil as a pair. So maybe it equals one katas behema. Gamash, malan, by Yom HaHu, there's a function of the day, despite the fact that you didn't bring the bird that's an oil. It's really beautiful. Works out so marvelous. Okay? So we have four, let's just review. We have four different shitot, plus a little variation if we include Rebbe Eliezer. The four different shitot are, according to Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, in order, not of their appearance on the stage, but in order of the times. So according to Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, the seventh day, which is the day of Giluach, begins the new count. Aye, the Torah says, Ve'evi, and only then you should be the Kiddush Rosh Nizro. Ah, but it's a Bayom HaHu. To tell me that the day alone, meaning the day of the Giluach, obviously, because otherwise it would be clear with the eighth day. So it says, Bayom HaHu, I start the day before. Rebbe says, no, come on. It says, Bayom HaHu, that's got to mean the eighth day. The relationship, however, of the days, I would have thought that you have to actually bring these karbonas. Comes along the third, says, Bayom HaHu, that it's the day that you could have brought the karbonas, even though you didn't bring the karbonas. Okay? Say the Chachamim, no. So then why does the Torah say that the Evi, the Chiper, and then the Kiddush must be to tell me that one of the Karbanos, which all over the Torah, is in fact Ma'akev, which is the Asham. In this case, it's not Ma'akev, and there it's only a function of the day that you could have brought that Asham, even though you didn't bring the Asham. But to clarify, they're referring to the Asham. Note that the Torah isolates the Asham by saying, first Ve'ezir Yemein Yisro, to tell me you could always be a Nazir without an Asham. And then Ve'evi et Asham. So that's great. And then we have the fourth shita, which is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who holds you absolutely do have to bring that Asher. And what then is the meaning of the Bayom HaHu? You don't have to bring the Oila, because I would have thought in this case the Oila goes hand in hand with the Chatas. Without it, you don't have the Chiper. Rabbi Eliezer's variation on a theme was simply that he holds you begin counting on the seventh day. But you're not going to be chayiv multiple karbonas unless you became tamei on the eighth day. Not because it's dependent on bringing the karbon, but because it's dependent on Yahyamim Arishonim Yiblu. And if you didn't have a minimum of 2 days, you're not going to be chayav anyway in another set of korbanot. You can forget about talking about your whole issue when it starts. Yeah, it starts on the seventh day. What good is that going to do you? Even if you become tamei on the seventh day, it's not going to explain the Mishnah because you wouldn't be chayav a separate set of korbanot. It's got to be that you were tamei on the eighth day. But if you're tamei on the eighth day, then you're not going to be yotzei with the korbanot. Because anyway, you were chayav from the first korban. That's a variation on a theme based on another issue, which is Yamim Rishonim Yiplu, which really we didn't bring in here in the analysis of the question of what moments restarts your nezius. Okay, so we have a great, great understanding now of the Seder of the Pesukim according to the four various Shitot. But you may rosh nizro. Got to be talking about a Torah sheni t'makatu medaber shu ton avat se'ar va'avat siporim v'liftor et anazir beker. Where there you do not need avat se'ar and avat siporim. Without the pasuk, you would have said v'alod devarim kal v'chomer u'mat Torah sheni t'makatu ton avat se'ar va'avat siporim mishayata me mitchila. Anyway, Shema Amino, that Giluach was hands in hand with the Havat Korbanot. Now, Matano, the Torah Rabban, the name being Tomei Shenazar, the Nazir Torah Shenitma, Ela Shetamei Shenazar, Shvi Shelo, Lelomen Minyan, the Nazir Torah Shenitma, and Shvi Shelo, Lelomen Minyan. Amrev Chista, this has got to be Rabbi. The Omar Rebbe and the Zirutara Kalalat Shmini, because the Tabor of Yezreb Yodegi, according to him, the Nizirut already of Tyra was Bishviyu the final. My Rebbe Yezreb Yodegi, the Tanavi Kidash, Roshoba Yomahu, Biyoma Vat Kobanotat, the very Rebbe. Rebbe Yezreb Yodegi says, no, Biyoma is Biyom Tiglachto. And what about the Mishnah in Krito, Tutsnan, Nodash Nitma, Tumotar Beyeno, Mebiyel, Kobanachad, Mantana, Omrev Chista? That could only work out like Rebbe Yezreb Yodegi, who says that the Nazirut Tara begins on the Shvi. So there, it was Chayla, Meshkach, Nitma B'Shvi, and then again, 7 days he waits, and again he becomes Tamei B'Shvi, and again he becomes Tamei B'Shvi. So now, Kiva de lo yatsa sha'aru yala v'korban, inu chayav ala korban achad. D'itema Rebihi, well, tell me how it works out. If he became Tamei on Shvi because of Nitma B'Shvi, he didn't start as Nazirus anyway, so it's Kulutu Ma'arichti, and it's the whole point of the Mishnah is Tumot Harvei. And if it's talking about he was Nitma Bishmini, because of Nitma Bishmini, then he's already was Chayav and a Korban. Hare Yatz Tashar Ruyalavi Korban. My time. But the Rebbe Yomar Korban, Chiper Alav Me'asher Chatal Nefesh, and then Vikidash at Rosho, that's on the eighth day. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yudah says, well, yeah, that's on the eighth day, but then why didn't we stop with those words? Le'ma Korban Kidash at Rosho. Why does it say by Yomahu? Lomali. Imeinu Inyan Shmini, because that's what we're talking about anyway. Sneu Inyan Shmini, which must mean that you begin recounting from the seventh. Rebbe Nami, what do you do with the fact that it says Bayomahu? Rebbe, what do you mean, what do I do with it? If one has said that, I will ask you. You know what, Rebbe Chista, my duchy look, because there was no time in between the seventh day and the Chiyav and the Korbanot. That's not true. All you need to say is, look, Makagon, the Nitma, the Chazia, not Chazia, but the Nitma, take out the Chazia, the Nitma, Belel Shemini, and it's going according to Rebbe, it's now after, it's the eighth day, so it's now after the seventh day, but it's still not time for the Korban. So you got a perfect case. Now, since he didn't do that, but Alom Mukim Laka Rebbe, it's got to be that he holds that Laila Labmachus is Manu. Omer Vada Barava does not mean that at all. In fact, we were never referring to a calendar day. We were referring to a carbon day. And therefore, Taba HaTalia, if you hold Laila's Mechus Zman, so then he's Bichzil carbon only in Let Safra, so then the Nazir would not be Lachayla Ad Safra. Whereas if you hold the Yamed, Laila Eino Mechus Zman, so then fine, the Nazir Torah is Chayla Miurta, but it's already time for your Chiv Korbanot. So sorry, but there's no way it's going to work out according to Rebbe. I don't care what you hold. Gufa. Nitma, maybe Gufa, maybe not. Nitma b'shvi, because of Nitma b'shvi, eno mevi al korban achad. Nitma b'shvini, because of Nitma b'shvini, maybe korban kol achad v'achad, but he was matchilo b'nei miyad, meaning back on the shvi, if we have our gears, so divrei Rebbe Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, korban achad al hakol, because it's all one tuma. Achi avicha tato, because only then did you start your gear nezirot. Evicha tato v'nitma, evicha tato v'nitma. So then, that's the only time that you're chayim now because you restarted in Nizirut. Obviously, you can't use the same korban you already brought. So then you're maybe korban akol achad v'achad. Evi'chat ator v'lo evi'ashamo. That's okay. You can be monet, starting, of course, from the eighth day after bringing of the chattas. Rabbi Shmuel Menashe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. No, k'shem shir k'chat ator akavo, k'en ashamo ma'akavo. So bishleim b'lo Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Omer kovek k'desh at Nizro, b'yom ahu. That comes to me, Apishalo Evi Korbanotam. The Rabbanan say, that's, no, it's not Apishalo Evi Korbanotam, it's Apishalo Evi Hashamo. But Rabbi Shmuel has nothing to do with Beyom HaRuah. Ulam Ali. Omar Lacha, I do. Who Afa Bishalo Avi Olato? Ani Beyom HaRuah, to tell me not all of the above. The Rabbanan say, well, I don't need a posik for that. Ola, anyway, rationally, lo boi miyuta. I know an Ola never counts. It's a Doron Beyalma, and therefore you're Yotzi. My time out of the Rabbanan. The Tanya Lezir La Hashem and Yemen Yisrael Vevi Kevis Ben Shnato La Hashem Ma Tavud Lomar Lefi Shematzin Oshe Kol Hashem Oshe Batora Shein Ma'akvin Yochal Avze Ma'akavo Tavud Lomar Vezir Vevi Hapa Bishlo Vevi Yizir. And what does Rabbi Yishmael but Hashem Yochal and Baruch do with that? He says, that's what it's telling me. Vezir Vevi, when can you be Mezir? Emetai Yizir Bizman Shehevi.